Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast. We are three moms getting real with our relationships.
You guys would think by this time we would finally be able to get through an intro. Well, how many episodes are we at? Like 100 and something, and we still suck at an intro every week.
Can one of you guys try it?
Guys, hi, we're back. Hello, I'm Cheyenne.
Hello. Hello.
This is horrible. And we have a guest today. Hello.
Okay, introduce yourself. Skip us.
Hi, everybody.
We are horrible. Introduce yourself. You're on our podcast. You got this.
Okay, so I'm Corey Lenora. I am an event planner, and I team up with Cheyenne a lot on her kids' events and other exciting things in the works. And we've been working together for a few years now.
I know.
And grown into like friends, so.
Grown into like friends,
We're friends. But I'm excited to be here. Excited to talk about. I'm excited to talk about everything.
What's your phone attached to?
Can you take a picture of this? I really need to like.
What is that attached to, Shai? Just wondering.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm struggling today. I'm having a mental struggle day. I'm on 500 different planets, and my phone has been attached to my charging cord all day, which has not been a charge attached to a block, which is why my phone is still dying.
So you're just in hopes of to charging your phone.
My intention was to charge my phone.
God has other plans for her, though.
But it just hasn't happened yet.
God wants you to detach.
Yeah, God is saying, sit down.
You guys, I'm really excited that Corey is here.
I am, too.
Me, too.
I have a special place in my heart for Corey because she sees me.
And I do feel like you guys have become like friends, as you say, because the way Cheyenne trusts you with events now. Mm-hmm. And if y'all know Cheyenne...
Why do you make me sound like that?
No, because it was really hard for you to relinquish, like, duties and tasks and responsibilities from event planning. And when Corey did the baby sprinkle, which is some people was like, that was a whole thunderstorm.
That wasn't a sprinkle.
That was not a sprinkle. It was. I think that was the first time I ever saw you, like...
Semi-relax?
No, you weren't relaxed. Oh. You were... First of all,
leading
you were,
up to it,
you were leading up to this. Yeah, it was the beginning of your journey of like being letting relaxed go. At events.
Yeah,
and I was as your sister and your previous
helper
operations person. Like, I was really thankful when you came, Corey, because then it allowed me to, I think, be better in my role with what I help with events versus, like, trying to, like...
Do it all with me.
Yeah. And yeah. Cheyenne would be like, hey, I want this hanging from that part of the ceiling, which I would have to, like, figure out day of. But also, I'd be overseeing, like, this area and that area. And, like, hey, I need you guys to get creative. So, like, thank you.
Yeah, for, of course.
Can we backtrack a little bit? Can we get a little bit more, like, background of, like, who you are and, like, how you became an event planner and, like, what sparked that interest?
Yeah.
And then also one more thing. Like, how long have you been helping Shy, like,
with events? We can talk about how we met.
Yeah, like, how you guys' relationship came about.
Yeah. So, to backtrack all the way to, like, when events got...
Yeah.
sparked into me. It was my 13th birthday.
Okay.
And I didn't realize this is the reason why I love events so much until I realized it. Like, I was doing a grant. I was writing a business grant application. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why are you passionate about what you do? Like, what brings you the most joy about what you do? And I was writing it, and as I was writing it, it was like a therapy session.
I love
so
that.
My mom had always had a really good job, like, my entire childhood. She always worked. She worked for Coca-Cola as a promotional analyst, and she, like, worked her the way up. And at some point, my grandma got sick, and my mom quit her job to come back to we were living in Atlanta at the time, to come back to California to take care of my grandma. And things kind of went downhill from there. But my last big birthday party was my 13th birthday, and my mom was like, if you plan it, I'll pay for it. And I was like,
oh, dope.
Anything I want? And she was like, yeah.
I like don't that. Tell Ryder this story.
Hell no.
So I went, literally aging myself, I went to AskJeeves.com, and I started so researching great. Different companies. And what I wanted in my head was to do a limo ride. I wanted everyone to see me and my friends leave school on a Friday in a limo.
Was that back then when, like,
limos were the shit?
That, and then, like,
that was
my
shit.
Super Speak 16. Yes. It sounds
exactly. Like, okay. Yes. Exactly. So that limo came in, or it was going to come pick us up from school on a Friday and take us to the beach, and we're going to have a beach day and then get ice cream afterwards. So we did it. Like, everything details, like, from the word art on Microsoft, I created the invitation. Mm-hmm. I did the itinerary. I even created a permission slip for the kids to, like, be able to come in the limousine.
I love this.
Like, go off, at 13 Corey. Years old. And so I was like, wow. And then that was the last big event I had, like, but that was thrown by my mom, because she just fell on hard times after that. So that was my last event. And when I was in college, I did I worked work study for the Child and Family Development Department at San Diego State. And they had a commencement ceremony. And my boss at the time, she was like, I don't have time to plan this. Can you plan this? And I was like, sure. So I, like, literally went to Costco and got a bunch of stuff and just, like, decorated. And people were like, this is really nice, Corey. Like, for the budget we gave you, like, you did really well. And I was like, I did, huh? So, like, I started.
I did.
So I was like, I started doing, I like, it. Just smaller, like, conferences for the teachers and things like that. And then my junior year, we had to do, like, a certain amount of hours for internships. And so I applied at this place called, oh my gosh, what is it called? They put on the San Diego Food and Wine Festival. Basically, that company that does that, I applied for that. I got the role, and it was a PR specialist. At the time, I wanted to do PR. I thought I was going to be, like, a sports agent. In my head, I wanted to do like PR and sports and things like that.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got into this role, it was really heavy events, and I was killing it. Like, I introduced them back then to Canva.com, which we all know now Canva is like amazing. Yeah. They were like, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. Like, they started making all their ads and using all the stuff that I implemented. And I just volunteered with them for a couple years. I volunteered with Toys for Joy. So the Rock Church in San Diego, Pastor Miles McPherson puts on Toys for Joy every year. I would volunteer for that and help like with planning with things with smaller sections of that. Just a lot of like heavy planning throughout my internship in the college years. So from
you
there,
you enjoyed it. Like,
yeah, and I really enjoyed, it. It didn't feel like work. It felt like I was like, I got to do it. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I get to do this. Yeah. So when I graduated, I applied for a marketing role that ended up being like, I didn't know it was going to be this, but it ended up being super heavy events. And so I just literally, I feel like events kind of were just always.
They kind of just fell in my lap. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was doing events for a long time. And then in 2020, things happened. Like, obviously, I had to pivot because I was nervous. Like, fortunately, I did keep my corporate job during 2020, but it really gave me time to think about, like, I can do this on my own. Like, I can really succeed at this, like, outside of the box that they're putting me in, because they would give me, like, it'd just be really strict rules. Like, we can't do this. We don't want to do this. We want to do it the same every year. And I'm like, I'm not the same every year kind of person. Like, I like to change it up and evolve, like, make it super interesting. So my husband, like, being the entrepreneur that he is, he was like, you need to just do it on your own, like, do your own business. And I got the LLC, did all the things, and now I'm Events by Corey Lenora.
How hard was it for you to take that leap of corporate job to entrepreneurship?
I have a video on my phone. I have a video in my phone that my husband recorded of me so I can look back on. When I was quitting my big four financial corporate job, I was shaking. Like, I was shaking so much. Like, you would have thought that I was going to tell, like, my family that I did, like, committed a crime or something. Yeah. Like, I was shaking. I, like, was visibly, like, you just can tell I was like, scared. Emotional? I was emotional. Like, it was really hard.
Scary. That is scary. Once you hung up, did it kind of release, or were you still like
a huge weight lifted off of me? It was, I had a really good like cry of relief after that. Yeah. Like, my husband was laughing at me the whole time because he's just like, he knows. So another part of like why I went into corporate and, you know, did all that, I was just raised like very much so like, you need to have a corporate job so you have benefits, so you have this, so you have 401k, like all the things, like you have to have a corporate job. And I had a really good, like, when I tell you, like, I worked for a big four financial firm, like really good company, really good benefits, pension, like all the things.
Yeah. You had a career.
I had a career. Okay?
It wasn't just like, here's my job. Yeah. You had that job and like, that security, which in entrepreneurship,
there is
it is not provided. Yeah. It is scary out in those
streets. You're sitting at a table of non-benefits.
Right. And you're like, where
are those? Expensive.
If how much is
out of your pocket?
Like, insurance is so
maybe I'll just
expensive.
Go on a Dr. Sebi diet. I don't know. Like,
at this point,
like, let me just drink water and alkaline. Like, I don't know. But yeah, it was so scary. But I think that the thing that helped is that my husband is an entrepreneur, and he has been for years. Seeing him and his discipline and knowing that it's going to be a roller coaster was helpful for me, because I knew. I was like, I was going You're into prepared. It with like, okay, this is not going to be easy at all. And I have a lot of my friends are very corporate girls, okay, in their corporate girl era, and they don't understand like the entrepreneurship, and they'll ask me like, oh, so how's your, they don't necessarily like your little business going, but I can tell it's like
it's different.
I feel
it's
like people so always kind of under like, oh, how's that going?
It looks
like,
so fun. It looks so exciting. Oh my gosh, children's rentals. Oh my gosh, how fun. And I'm like,
it's work.
Yeah,
I work my ass off.
I need, I've invested thousands of dollars.
Yes. Right.
I'm still waiting to see an ROI. Like, there's a lot of, that goes into it. And it's not an 8-hour, 9-hour, oh, I work 60 hours. No, I work 24/7.
I'm always thinking to create your check.
Yes.
Like,
I have one more personal question while we're on the topic of going from corporate to entrepreneurship. You talked about how your mom had the job with all the benefits and the career for herself. She had to quit because of your grandma. But how was your family's response, particularly your mom's response, to you going from corporate with all the bells
and
whistles
things,
to mom, I'm I'm just going to jump, take a leap.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was, I don't think she'd said what she wanted to really say. I think that she was silent. It was more silence. Yeah. It's like,
what do you think she wanted to say to you in that moment?
I think she wanted to be like, all the hard work that you put in college, all the hard work I put in raising you, and this is what you choose. Like, I don't think she was really, she was supportive, and if she knows, she believes in me. Right. But she has this theory on, like, in her mind, and I understand it's her mindset, corporate is the only way. And it's
like
not.
It's like a generational.
It's an old school. Yeah, for sure.
I feel
old
like
school thought process.
Because even sometimes with my grandfather, he's made remarks over the year, and he worked at the post office for ever. And it's interesting because he's been retired for, I was born in 89. He's been retired since 88.
Wow.
But he has that security. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation in my early 20s one day, and he was like, are you sure you want to be an entrepreneur? Because he's like, there are other things out there where it's like, this is what it comes with.
Right.
He just could not understand, like, why.
Yeah. And nothing's guaranteed. Even if you have a good job with pension, the pandemic showed that. Like, the pandemic hurt a lot of people in really bad ways because of the layoffs and everything. So at the end of the day, too, like, something that I kind of instilled in myself and that my husband instilled in me is, like, either way it goes, you're going to have to work really hard and put in time and energy and effort, and it could all be gone the next day. That was super helpful.
Yeah. When you have, like, big events or events that are successful, or, like, some of your events have been televised, some of them have been in magazines, do you send them to your mom? Because my petty ass would be like, watch this, look,
you
look
know
box.
What?
Click this link box.
I used to. So for the baby sprinkle, I don't even think I had to send it to her. I think, because I sent it to my sister, I sent it to my grandma. Like, I was sending it to other people, and she saw it because it was televised, right? So then I was like, oh my gosh, watch this. And then my mom saw it, and I never heard from my mom. Me and my mom's relationship is like a little, but she never told me that she was, like, proud of me or like, oh, this is amazing. But I was talking to one of my cousin, like, my cousin's mom, and she said, oh yeah, your mom was like, how proud she is of you, and she's telling us about the baby sprinkle you did on TMTV, and she was and I was like, oh, okay, cool, like, that was helpful, because I know that she's not 100% happy about my decision, but I think that after that, she's like, oh, it's my daughter.
She's like, look at it. She's like, I was going to say,
it's for sure. New. Yeah. I think entrepreneurship is still very, like, a new concept to people as well. Yeah. And, like, I know some people who've gotten like, oh, I just got to do this, and my business is going to grow, and it's going to, like, work out. And like you said, you went in thinking, this is not easy. Yeah. So it's you got to sometimes show people then they'll come around but it happens on their own time but it's I love it, cuz I feel like you were teetering around with the idea for a long time. So it wasn't like you just woke up one day and you
said,
were like,
I'm quitting my job.
Gosh, it was like it was a year and a half to 2 years process. Like, my job was so stressful at the time because it just, you're dealing with people who have, like, ownership in the company that you're working for. So, like, they are multimillionaires, part owners of these huge corporations, and they, you know, I would always say, I'm not doing brain surgery. It's like, it's literally an event, and I'm not talking to you at 11 p.m. on a Sunday to lock in the charcuterie for, like, no. Like, it's just, like, there were things, like, they would just always be overly communicating, overstepping boundary. Yeah. There's no boundary. There is no boundaries in that role. So it was weighing on me. And my husband was like, every other day, he's like, you need to quit. And then he got to a point where he's like, well, if you're not going to quit, do not complain. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, who am I going to talk to? Like,
like, what am I going to say to you?
Because he's not going to listen to me anymore. So it got to a point, and then also, and I think there's a lot of reasons for this. I mean, there could have been a lot of reasons for this, but towards the end of me working at that job, my hair started falling out. I started not feeling
stressed.
Good. Like, my hair is gray. Like, I have so many grays
now.
Like, it was not
healthy. I think I remember that. Yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Run.
I did tell you. I did because we were talking. So I was just like, I can't do this. Like, I cannot live like this. This is, no. And I don't have to. And yeah. I think that, which I actually never told Cheyenne this, but when Jasmine,
the way we met
is our amazing boss girl. Like, Jasmine is the boss of bosses, but she's amazing. She is a hairstylist out here, and she does both of our hair.
Extended Beauty Bar.
I think you were talking to her about how stressed you were planning everything, and you just wanted to, like, let the baby sprinkle be planned by someone else. And then Jasmine referred me because she knows I plan events, and it kind of went from there. But when Jasmine told me that she referred me to you and then, like, explained, like, oh, she's from the TV show, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so then you actually reached out, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then you said something about, like, televised, and then I was like, oh yeah, I'm not doing this. Like, I literally told my husband, I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, that's scary. What the heck? I'm not, like, I was so scared.
What?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Whoa.
Just kidding. Yeah. I'm not gonna do your event.
Yeah, no, I was like, absolutely not. And my husband was like, I know you are.
Wait, was the sprinkle the very first event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the and then sprinkle. That's also when Zach was proposing.
Yeah.
So there was. I didn't realize how much was going on that day.
It was a big deal.
You say, girl.
And we were filming.
Yes.
Oh, no. We were. I was stressed that day.
So I'm in Jasmine's chair probably like once a week.
I didn't know.
Or once every 2 weeks. So Jasmine. I always tell her, you're my hairstylist, but I should pay you extra for being my therapist because you have to just hear all my complaints
all your
or
stuff.
All my stuff. Yeah. So around the same time, I was freaking out about Ace's baby shower. In my head, I really knew that I wanted this to just be like the baby shower of my dreams, you know? And I've always planned my events myself. But I'm really good with the vision. I'm really good with finding the vendors. But then the day of actual, like, execution, like how Kyle said, I'll be like, I want this to hang from that bowl up there. She's like, dude, did you get a ladder? I'm like,
No.
I didn't think
it's
about
not
that.
Just I want to hang. I need to hang.
No. Yeah.
Hang it up.
You're right.
And then at 3 o'clock, I want it to swing.
Yeah. Like, I'll have real big ideas, but then when
just
it's
visions,
the time of, like, okay, how is this going to actually work? I'm like,
there's areas.
Okay, I got
sections.
It. You know, like, I got I'm not all the way there. I'll have the good idea, the vision. I'll have the vendors list, but the execution sometimes, I'm like, So Jasmine was like, I have someone who can execute. And I'm like, I don't trust anybody, so no. And she's like, no. So she showed me, you did.
I need to write Jasmine a thank you letter.
You did, yes. You did
her
birthday,
launch, yeah.
And then you did her brand launch. And I was overanalyzing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, this is so good. This is so cute. Like, if I was ever to do, like, a dinner, I want it to look like this. If I ever had a brand to launch, I want it to look like this. Like,
Shine
I genuinely
happy.
Got excited looking at the pictures of Jazz's party. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna take the leap and get help.
Yeah,
it was
I
such
like
a
that.
Big deal for me
no,
to even, like,
I remember you
have something
that.
To like pass on or like ask for help. And Zach was excited because he's like, you stress yourself out about every party, which I still do now.
Mm-hmm.
But
finds
I remember
to stress out
the
about.
First time we talked, I think half of our conversation was you telling me, like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Like, you understand, like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do those things. And I'm like, well, can we just do it together? I felt like it was really hard
for
me, but it's now funny hearing that you weren't going to do it because it was filmed.
I wasn't going to do it because it was filmed. I was so nervous, and after talking to you, I knew, because some people, bless their hearts, some people are like, oh, I'm a good event planner. Like, I can do this myself, but I just want to hire, like, cool. It's not,
cool.
People
don't
good.
Know.
It sounds good in theory, but... And I didn't know this about Cheyenne. Like, Cheyenne actually is really good. Like, she's really has a good eye. She has great ideas. She is good at, like, saying, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I want. And then me coming in and executing, like, it makes it's easy because she already puts everything. She lines it up.
She knows what kind of environment she wants.
Yeah.
She knows how the decoration, she wants them to flow.
Yes.
The
she
colors.
Thinks about everything. It's not just like, oh, it look. I want it to look pretty. No, she thinks about everything.
It's
so it helps a lot because that's how I think, too. So it's like it's a collaborative effort. But yeah, I was nervous, and then after talking to you, I could tell that you didn't want to release the event. So I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting and it's going to be televised. Like, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. And then I actually, from another event planner earlier that year, I had asked her about like book recommendations. Mm-hmm. And the book that she recommended was Year of Yes by Shonda Rhimes, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was basically about like just fighting those like those thoughts of I can't do it, I can't do mm-hmm. it, and just saying yes to everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like
this is me saying yes.
This is me saying yes. Yeah. And I actually had a haiku artist for an event, a corporate event in that January, who did a poem for me, and it says, and I mentioned that book, and then they put like they made it sound really cool, but it was basically like, Corey, this is your year of yes, but sounded way cooler than that. And I was like, and I got back to that moment and I was like, okay, fine, I will do this. Like, I'm nervous as heck. But let's get into it.
I was
it.
Nervous, yeah. too.
You both handled it very well.
I was nervous, too. I was going to say, I feel like I was not in the middle of y'all. But
you
I was.
Definitely were in the middle of us.
And I didn't know y'all were both equally as nervous.
Yeah.
It's hard when you have a vision for something.
I feel
something.
So proud of you both. Like,
when you have a vision for something and you see it in your head and you know that you can get it to where it went, like where you need it to be, you know what I mean? But it's like, how do you explain that vision to someone else? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I need them to like feel how I want it to feel. You know what I mean?
Like look in my brain
right
now.
But I felt like after a few conversations, I realized, okay, she gets it. Mm-hmm. Like, she gets that I wanted to look this way or feel mm-hmm. this way.
The walkthrough
and
was on point.
And then,
oh, yeah. Oh, that was, oh my gosh.
Parties
so
are expensive. I feel like that's one thing that people don't really understand.
Yes. Yeah.
Parties are so expensive, and you have to have a budget to do them. If you want them to look a certain way,
It's a luxury. It's a luxury. It's not a necessity. So not everyone can have these parties.
It's not for everybody. But I knew for me, I wanted this shit. And I wanted it to look expensive.
She said, I knew I wanted this.
For sure.
I knew it. And I was, I'm like.
And that means that paying was, for time.
The hard thing with that is having that conversation with someone you don't know and not wanting them to make. Like, I never wanted to go to court and say, this is my budget, it's really large, and I want it to just, I want you to do what you want. That wasn't it. It's like, I have a budget to execute it, but this is what I want, and this is how I want it to feel and look. And you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it was hard to have that conversation for me with someone I didn't know, because I didn't want them to think that I'm just like a bank. Or, like, that I didn't want it to feel a certain way. I just want it to look a certain way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I didn't want them to take
it's
the a new feeling relationship. Out of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Out of it. And it just looks pretty, but it's not pretty.
Or
it's,
fun.
Right. Yeah. Like, right. It was so hard to get that, like, thought out. But I feel like that's so crazy. That was our first event, and that was probably one of the biggest days of my life.
There's so much that happened that day.
There's so much.
It looks very beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm actually still kind of in shock because there was this whole other proposal
happening.
Later and
there was a lot
filming.
Like there was so much communication behind. Like you didn't even know we were I was communicating with.
Y'all, Cheyenne be putting me to work.
It was a lot happening. So I would say that was one of the best events. But, you know.
It was one of my favorites. That's actually, till this day, like,
one of my favorites.
When you're an event planner or whatever you do, if you do hair, like, whatever you do, there's always, like, that one where you're like,
That was it.
That.
Yeah.
We did that. Mm-hmm. Like,
That was some bomb shit.
I really love that event. And I think that was the first event where I was able to listen and bring your vision to life, but actually be really creative myself and do that walkthrough with you. That's... Like I came to the venue, we did the walkthrough, and I wasn't expecting the whole gang to be there, but you know, Cheyenne rolls deep.
We did a food tasting.
Yeah, everything. So,
like you did,
I set up a lot. Yeah.
You came correct too, because I feel like there's been opportunities where someone could have come in and helped shine with events, but
they didn't
come in right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like you came in not only with the creative support and like I think that corporate structure you have really helped balance your
so
relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you know how to like budget your money.
Yeah.
You know how to follow your budget. You know how to reach out and have good relationships with your vendors. Like being an entrepreneur and event planning is not, let me just go throw some stuff for a party day of.
No.
You're coordinating with me Excel.
I don't even have
Excel on my computer. I had to download it.
I actually noticed that it helps so much.
She's
because
got
it brings,
mood boards.
It brings a structure to it. Like some people just like, I don't know. I think every event planner does it their own way. But I think for me, like having that
corporate.
12 years of corporate experience. Like, I worked with $400,000 budgets and, like, large holiday parties, large, literally planning a trip to send people from San Diego to Napa Valley and do a whole excursion. Like, I've had a lot of experience, so just, like, very logistical experience, which was super helpful going into my own business because I was able to, like, structure everything, which is helpful for the client because they're like, oh, I'm seeing exactly where the money's going. I'm seeing exactly what I'm getting.
You're having a clear view of everything.
And I think that goes back to Cheyenne's talking about how these events are they are pricey and they are a luxury, not a necessity, but it's also you see where your money is going. You see like the value of Corey's time. And I think that's where sometimes people get like, oh my gosh, how dare you want to charge this? I'm making phone calls, sending emails, going back and forth
with
days
you.
On end. spending I'm using hours to put these mood boards together to get you to approve
them. It's a lot of work.
I have to manage things. And then the day of the event, it's you're there hours in advance to make sure everything's set up. Oh, and Corey came with a bomb-ass location. All the locations Corey has come with to this day, I keep it coming. Like, I turn 35 next year, and we're talking about doing a trip. But at the same time, I'm like, if I got some money, I would love to have.
Ooh, I have a bomb Palm Springs
event,
location.
Like,
bomb.
Look at you. Like, actually, if you really start planning now.
I'm like,
do we want to do a Palm Springs excursion and ball out for a few days, or do we want to go out the country? Like,
it's your birthday, and I think you have a lot of time.
No, actually, we got time.
We're
trying to do both.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm excited because we've talked about doing event planning, but I'm too crazy and Cheyenne's got 1,000 things going on. So this balance right here, I'm too crazy. No, I've got too much going on. I'm not like...
Yeah, a lot of people always ask, like, when are you going to do it? And I've talked to Corey about it. We talk about it all the time. And I think right now we have works. And I trust her so that when I have people that come to me that I know are the same way, they want it to look, they want it to be luxury and all these things, I'm like, I have a perfect person to where I know that they're not, I know that me passing her a client, the client's going to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be extremely satisfied. So I think it just works well. But if you were, if someone asked you, like, what advice you would give to someone who's trying to take that leap to become an entrepreneur, what would you tell them?
Honestly, just let yourself feel all the emotions because it is, it's definitely, it's a huge, it's something that we're not really taught in school or growing up, like, oh, you know, grow up and be an entrepreneur. It's like grow up and learn a skill and work a job and work under someone, like give yourself grace because it is, it's not a well, it's not a highly traveled path. It's for a reason, though. It's going to take a lot of time, energy, and effort, lots of effort. And it's not an 8 hour a day situation. No. It's literally when I get an event, like I love planning events. I just love planning events. And so we will go back and forth. Like, she'll say, I want to do Ace's birthday. And then we'll go back and forth, like, oh, my God, this. Oh, my God, this. And then
we go rapid fire. And then she's like, what's the budget? I'm like, fuck, take that one off, add this. Look.
Yeah. And we'll be looking at fields.
Yes.
Like, concert halls.
All kinds of stuff. And it's like, just like,
who's coming?
My brain doesn't. Like,
we don't care.
My brain really does not stop. So when I get an event and I get booked for it, like, I, even last night, like, Cheyenne recently referred me to somebody, and we're doing, like, a really cute Coachella, Kidchella themed event. And last night, like, till 1 a.m., I'm up like, oh, my God, how can I make this even better? Like, what can we do? And how I'm, like, looking up stuff and, like, seeing what I can, like, it's just.
We need an interactive.
You're always trying to level up.
But, yeah, it's just one of those things where it's 24-7, especially if you really love what you do. You're not doing it for the money. You're not doing it for any other reason but the fact that it fulfills you. And for me, going back to earlier with the whole, like, my last good big event was my 13th birthday. Like, I think that part of the reason why I love events so much is because it allows me to feel, this might sound like bad, but it allows me to feel like a void that I, because I was used to having birthday parties up until I was 13 years old and then stopped. No Christmas presents, no birthday party. Like, it stopped because we were struggling. And I think that this just, it, bringing joy to other people in this way just brings me so much happiness and like it just really fulfills me.
That doesn't sound bad.
No. I think it doesn't sound bad.
I think it just brings it full circle for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
so
seeing
it does.
Other people's joy brings you joy.
Especially kids' events. Like, I, it's so funny because my two favorite types of events are corporate, because obviously I've been doing it for so long and I can do it like in my sleep. But then kids' events, because I'm like, they are just going to be so happy with whatever they get, but obviously it's going to be like super nice. And they'll be able to look back on it and be like, oh my gosh, my parents really invested in me and they really wanted me to be happy, and my friends, and like, this is just something that not everyone gets, but at least I got to invite my friends who might not have be able to get this. And I think Cheyenne's event specifically, Cheyenne's event specifically, I feel like when you go, like, it feels like it's everybody's birthday.
Yes.
So
literally the first few years of Ryder's life, it was like people would be like, oh, months in advance, where is, you know, do you have a date yet for Ryder's birthday? Because there's people flying in. There, it's like,
it's a holiday.
You know what? It makes me happy. Because
it is true.
It turned, rather than like when we see our family at funerals or like those kind of things.
It was for something good.
We turned it back to the birthdays, and it was really like a family event. And it's also when the grandbabies started coming in the family. You know, it was just adults and everyone was doing their own thing. So these events have really brought us together in so many ways, where that joy is, it's...
It's everyone's joy.
It's, it really
is. I feel that for, like, you know, like my Ace's birthday party or Ryder's, like, it's like... Like you said, it's like everyone gets to experience such an amazing day.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like it's only about Ace or Ryder. It literally feels like everyone was thought of. And Cheyenne's a very detail-oriented person, which
I
personalized with.
Even personalized to the smallest little events that Cheyenne throws. Like, it's, it just feels like everyone is special. Everyone gets a chance.
I think you do.
It's not a try, it's a do.
I think the cool thing is, like, leave there happy with the events and stuff. I remember Ryder's first birthday. Everyone always talked about me after Ryder's first birthday. My dad was like, you've lost your mind. Like, it was a block party for a one-year-old. It was so big that we had people who crashed it thinking they were at an actual black party.
Oh, wow.
And then they said, I didn't realize that this party was for a one-year-old until you started singing to the baby.
Stop it.
He said y'all got a full bar. He said, there's a full bar. There's horses. There was everything.
There was
food. There were different caterers. He's like, this is a black party. This wasn't a birthday party. And I think after that, that one, my dad was like, because this is before MTV, before we got on the show, before any, Teen Mom. It was and it was nothing of a thought of Teen Mom at this time. This was strictly because I wanted to have
this. This is
what I wanted to do.
I can speak to that. And this has been Cheyenne her entire life.
That was just what I wanted to do. And I remember my dad was like, you don't have the money to do this. Like, you're not making the money to do this. You just spent all the money in your account to do this. Are you crazy? And I said, I'm going to do it again next year.
Right, watch me.
All the money I have. I'm going to do it again next year.
COVID came. We had the half birthday.
And he was just kind of like, he was like, not opposed to it, but kind of like, but why? Confused. Like, confused. Like, why would you spend your last dime on giving your kid, like, this birthday party or doing all these things? And we had to have, like, a real honest talk with each other. And I explained to him that when Ryder was born, the way her doctors explained to me her condition is that I don't know how many birthdays I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm about to make every birthday. We're going to ball out all of every birthday.
Yeah.
And then he kind of stepped back and was like, okay, what are we doing next year?
Yeah.
Like, it's that there's no talking you out of this one, so I'm just going to do it now.
Set the tone.
Now I feel like it's just something that I genuinely look forward to are my kids' birthdays. I think I live out my own little dreams of whatever I wanted, with them. And I think it's just, like you said, it's a really good day. Mm-hmm. And I think
it literally
that just makes me really happy. Even right now, Corey and I just did our first ultimate party surprise last week.
Yeah.
And someone asked me, why did you want to do it? And I said, I just wanted him to have a really good day. But not only him, like the family that won, I wanted them to have this experience a really good day. Mm-hmm. And you can have, I have bad days all the time, I have good days all the time, but just a really good one, like a really good just one because, really feels good. Like a really, sometimes you just need a really good
just to get catered day. To, like it's all about you. Like, yeah, like.
What made you guys want to team up and do an ultimate birthday party?
Because they are the best working catering honestly, duo because right now.
When I first, I guess like after the first event, when we started like working together more, I was like, I want to work with her. Like we have a very similar brain. Like when it comes to events, like when I tell you, like when we get going,
it just goes.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. And like, I've worked, you know, with other people before, but like, I think that a misconception that people might have is like, oh, you know, Cheyenne just likes pretty stuff. Like she's literally a good, like I would hire her if she, like if she wanted to do events, I would hire
her.
I would team up.
Let me get
Cheyenne a job. But then I was like, how could we team up? Because I am a Christian, you know, woman, and I think that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we were brought together for a reason. Like Jasmine is amazing, and she, you know, has impacted me in so many ways. Like I said earlier, like I wouldn't have events by Corey Lenore without her motivation. Mm-hmm. But like, it just all made sense, especially as we worked together more. I was like, we've got to do something together. Like, it just only makes sense. And then we just were talking and we were like, you know, we should give back to the community.
I love that.
In a way. Cheyenne loves to do.
Yeah. Which is crazy. So Corey called me and was like, I have some ideas. Like, let's go over some ideas. Yeah. And her ideas were all over the place. But like, with like a scheduled talk on the phone.
Yeah. I had an agenda
for her ideas. And I'm corporate like Corey. Taking notes. Like, okay, we could do this. I don't know if I could do this one yet, but we could do this.
So you guys had a talk about.
Yeah, we talked
what
about.
What you guys can do.
Yeah. She called me and she's like, I have some ideas. Let's go over them.
They had these meetings. I was so mad I wasn't invited.
And it was crazy because when she brought up the surprising, like the party surprises, I'm like, this is nuts. Yeah. Because Remy, my sister, Zaina, like all of us sat down one day and we're like, we should. So I was obsessed with the show. Sorry if like I'm all over the place. I was obsessed with the show.
You're good.
Extreme Home Makeover.
Mm-hmm. You guys know that show? Yes. Yes.
Love so that show. I wanted to do a show like that, but for parties. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like extreme parties, like where people could get surprised. Like it doesn't matter like what
we're
it is.
Popping up in different
submit a family or submit a kid or submit your aunt who's like the best teacher in the whole wide world and want her to have a surprise party.
Yeah.
So we like really sat there and like planned all these different like scenarios, things, and like how this can be a show.
Yeah.
So when Corey came, it was like, oh my God, this is the same concept basically. But now it's hard when you have a great idea, but not like a person or someone in the room who's like, let's just do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like we had a great idea, but I feel like we needed to just try it and take it from an idea to actual like
doing it.
Doing
like
it.
Actually just
Right.
Taking mm-hmm. the steps.
Yeah. But at the time, everyone has so much going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard when everyone has so much going on. So when Corey's called and it was the same concept, like, maybe this is God giving me a sign mm-hmm. to just do it. So we just...
And I had already talked to vendors about it. I was like, potentially, this might be a thing. Mm-hmm. Are you interested? Yes. Yeah. Cool.
And that's the thing. You already had things corporate lined Corey. Up. You're like, you're like, here's my idea, mm-hmm. but I already have it.
I have vendors that want to be a part of it. Yeah.
I love that.
And then over the years, I've developed friendships mm-hmm. with vendors to where.
Great friendships, yeah.
Boss thinks they're his friends.
Yeah, like.
Oh, my friends are back.
Like, it's just the same. I always try to go back when I do these events. Mm-hmm. I try to go back to, like, my core vendors because we have a great relationship, and they I think they like I appreciate them, and I feel like they appreciate what mm-hmm. they get out of it also. Like, I feel like it's a good, mutual
relationship.
And I always try to go back to them first because it's just out of, like, I don't know, respect loyalty, right?
Loyalty, yeah.
And it was really cool to see the event that Corey and I just did mm-hmm. and to see some of those same vendors that we've had for years.
Yeah.
Y'all, I just found out one of the vendors, well, no, I didn't find out just now, but one of the vendors, their daughter goes to school, the same school as Boss.
Yeah.
So I used to see her at the school, and I was like, I know this. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The Sweet Life has been doing
She's been doing desserts for writers' parties since her first birthday.
Wow. Yes.
So for 6 years, I've been getting desserts for every single event that I've done. I've always gotten desserts.
I used her because of you mm-hmm. for Parker's birthday party during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's now.
I love that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. No, you're fine. Like, I've had random people, like, mm-hmm. reach out who are, I've known, but who may be living in L.A. now, uh-huh. and they're like, hey, I don't know what to do. What can I use? Or who are the vendors? I need a last minute, like, my event's in 3 days. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne and Corey have developed a great relationship with these vendors.
We can put a party right now. We can put a party on right here.
I have people who think I've been, like, they're like, thank you so much. You're a event miracle worker. And I'm like, it's really Cheyenne and Corey.
They got the vendors.
It's them.
And we always tag them. Because
it's
to get people, get their names out there. Because they are amazing vendors. And we wouldn't be working with them time and time again if they weren't.
And seeing the vendors grow. Mm-hmm. There's
the Paletta cart. Jamie started off with the Paletta cart. She just had one cart. Uh-huh. Now she has her big cart. She has the little cart. She has the
sells cart.
Yeah. I was gonna say she'll make you a custom car.
Yeah, like, they made me like a butterfly prop for one of my events.
Yeah,
like,
they make props now. She does cotton
the
candies too. Like,
is that the bananas? Remember the chocolate bananas?
Yes. So I was talking to her at our last event, and I'm like, remember when we first started working together, you had one thing, and she's like, we've grown so much over the years. So it's really cool just to see other entrepreneurs grow within their business.
Yeah.
And
you need a team.
I keep coming back.
And I've actually been able to use them for, like, my corporate stuff too, and they love that. Like, it's really been great. So Bake Up, Priscilla, I've used her for corporate.
I've used,
like,
huge
orders, and she's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's just good. We have really, really good vendors.
Right.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rappin' Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast. As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life.
I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store and print whatever kind of images I want for my home. Whether it's a travel souvenir, my favorite photos from my travels, or just pictures of my kids, I know it's going to get done and it's going to look good. All you have to do is upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20-plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. I love to see things that I've done and experienced in life, and they motivate me to work even harder. When you think of Framebridge, just remember it's easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. It's fair and transparent upfront pricing based simply on the size of your item. There's a curated selection of frame styles with design experts on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame. There's fast service, free shipping, and it's great for gifts. Order online or get expert help at a retail location near you. And don't forget, happiness is guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they'll make it right. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So to backtrack, we got this idea. We talked about like the logistics behind it, what we wanted to do. Corey was like, let's do this first one for kids. And I'm all down for the kids. Mm-hmm. So the idea was that we announced it on Instagram and that people could submit their why story. And mm-hmm. It could be anything. It didn't have to be necessarily like financial mm-hmm. or anything, but it was just a why mm-hmm. you wanted to give someone this birthday party, or why you wanted to give it to your son or your daughter or nephew. Whatever it was.
Niece, nephew. Yeah.
And we got a really good response from people. I do think that we probably could have explained it a little bit better, maybe mm-hmm. did like a video explaining it, because I think some people were just confused.
What do you mean by
what are the videos?
I think some people just didn't understand that we were giving away a free birthday. Thing.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I think they were just like,
also sometimes people don't want to read.
Yeah. What do they think it was?
I don't know.
I was scratching my head a lot.
I think we were scratching our heads at like, did they not read it? Like, yeah. I'm confused by
it.
I think that when people sometimes see free or see like we're giving away something, they think that there's a catch or something. And we were like, there's no catch.
Like we just wanted.
We're not asking for anything but for you to show up on time.
Mm-hmm.
And invite some.
And invite your friends.
And invite your family.
So I literally
just show up.
Yeah. I don't know if we did a poor job of explaining it, but I keep going back and I read our thing and I'm like,
It's pretty clear. There will be a video.
Now that we've done one, now we're able to show this is what we're trying to do. This is what we'll provide for you.
For free.
For free. There's no
There's no catch at all.
Like,
we just want to genuinely give back.
Yes. And then I think that a lot of we did get some responses of like, if we were a charity or if it was like charity based, and I'm like, no. Mm-mm. It's just a give back. Like, you don't, you didn't have to pay it forward.
Like,
yeah, we just want to, and it was for anyone.
There's so much to go around.
Right.
Our cups runneth over, mm-hmm. and
we want to do this.
This is part of why we have the blessings that we have to share. We were
literally passionate about. Like, we wanted to do something that could feed our passion, and mm-hmm. literally gifting an event was doing just that. And I think people were like,
Like hello, are you for real?
For real?
Yeah. So
like even the winner was like, so like we don't need to do any, like we don't need to give you anything. Like no.
And they were such a great family.
So the family that did win were so nice. I think the day of they were, I feel like they were still
nervous.
Like,
yeah, they were in awe.
Okay, like what
are
you guys,
we gonna be
what's
doing?
The catch? Yeah. Like, what's the catch? And we're
what
like,
are you gonna do?
We're like, do you guys like the taquitos?
Yeah.
Do you guys like the balloons? We're like, yeah. No, just enjoy yourself. So yeah. I do think that they were extremely like happy with everything at the end when they finally realized there was no catch.
Like, it's just literally
it was
enjoy
just for you to enjoy. And I felt like a kid at a candy shop, like this. Aww. watching them, like
it was cool.
You're like, are you happy?
Cool.
You having fun?
Yeah, it was cool. And then I got some messages after. I don't even think I told you, but I got a few messages after of like I was at the party, and what you did was amazing. I just was so nervous to like tell you or not, but like what you did for them and like our aunt and our nephew was great.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to see like, okay, it worked.
Yeah. No, I got some messages too. Like people, I think that were there were like, oh wait, like this was real. Like we've been through so much as a family and we've had to come together as a village to, you know, make it this far. And yeah. Someone really just wanted to do this for us.
Yeah.
Can you guys elaborate on what their why, the why for the party, or I know what it is.
Yeah, do you want
to? I'm just like, do you guys?
You do a good job.
you do a good job. What it was is Nathan, who was our winner, he was turning 2. His aunt submitted him and really told like the backstory behind their family. Mm-hmm. His mom, Sandy, is 33 and she has stage 3 breast cancer,
triple negative
breast cancer. Yeah. And 6 generations in their family of women have this gene called the BRCA gene. I might be saying that wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the BRCA.
It has affected their family. Her mom passed from it. Her sister passed from it. The day that we told them that they won the party, her niece had passed, and she was younger than her.
Yeah.
So it's something that has affected their family a lot. Okay. She has 2 other kids that are older, 15 and 9. And the way that I read the email was, like, the aunt really wanted her to have a really good day that was for her son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For them to have, like, those core memories together because she's had those with her older kids. Mm-hmm. But because he's 2 and she's fighting her cancer right now, he hasn't been able to have maybe the same
experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think when we announced that he was 2, a lot of people were like, why would you, who did understand it was free, were like, why would you give away this ultimate birthday party
he's
for a 2? He's not
going to
remember it.
It's for the family.
But it wasn't necessarily for him.
Yeah.
It was, in a lot of ways
it is, because then he's able to look back on
it.
Right.
I had an amazing
It's like, it's
birthday.
Also a family event. And it's something to where he can look back at pictures and see, like, this was my second birthday party and look what my mom did.
Yeah. Like, and, like, imagine having to go through everything that you're going through when you have cancer and your kids, you know, you really want to be there for your kids and do things with your kids, and then having a day where you guys really can just enjoy each other
and
create core memories.
Stress. Right.
Yeah.
Not have to.
You don't have to do anything. Just show up.
All they had to do was show up. And
they came with great big gifts.
Yeah.
Their family that came.
It allowed
them to celebrate.
Yes. Yeah. Really just enjoy and just be, and there was, you know, they were able to have those photos for the day. There was a jumper, like, there
and
was,
there
like,
was
we were,
a photo
we were out
booth.
Of the way,
we were
like,
out of
enjoy.
The way.
Like,
there was a photo booth,
my kids were in it.
Kyle's kids enjoyed the party.
My children had party hats on for real.
The photo booth pictures, the company Marigold photo booths, they sent me the link after, and I was nosy. I just wanted to go and see, like, and they had a fun day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was, you could see it through the pictures.
Yeah.
Like, they had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt really good. So, we're going to do it again.
Yep. Yeah.
That's exciting. I love that you guys are doing that and giving back to people who are able to enjoy it in a different light, in a different way.
And we're not done. We're in the works of planning our next one.
Mm-hmm.
We will announce it soon. And
I'm propose
excited.
Something?
No.
Oh.
Just kidding. What?
No.
I'm scared.
Whatever.
No. I'm scared.
Okay. Corey, the Think Loud crew, we have been trying to get an event together for...
Not our intentions event. We got it together.
No. We've been talking about doing like a live podcast or some kind of podcast based.
I'm like, we actually worked on it this week.
I'm not talking about that one. We got that.
But I want you to come to that one.
Yes, we want you. You were there. But I think it would be great if we planned something for early 2024. Yeah. Like after the holidays, let's get through these holidays, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it'd be great if we did some kind of Think Loud Crew event.
That'd be
and
that'd
it can be really
I've got
fun.
A location in mind.
Let's She's like, do I already got it. I was thinking about it already. And so, it could just be like a nice showcase.
That would be really networking cool.
thing. And that's different. That's a different kind of event for you.
It is, but you know, I come from corporate, so I've done similar, like okay. summits. Yeah. Summit kind okay, of thing. Yeah. So different, but live podcast is different for sure.
Yeah. Or it could be summit based because we could have different like workshops.
Activations.
We could do like some kind of entrepreneurial
you guys are
something.
Event already. I'm done.
Look, don't tell me an idea and like right. I'm gonna
She's
be
like, yeah, already going. On it.
No, but y'all, I want this event to happen, so
it
I'm
will.
So happy.
You've
that
told the right two people.
Now I'm gonna be on my phone all day.
Yes.
Like I'm not already on my phone all day. This month we're focusing on setting our intentions, mm-hmm. and that can be for like what your intention is that day, that week, that month, mm-hmm. that year, into next year. So we're planning a very small, thrown together within a few days event to where people can come and do like their mood boards, oh, like cool. a mood board night.
Aww. Vision board.
A vision yeah. board night. Vision board, not mood. A vision board
or their
night.
Mood. What's my mood?
Or their mood. Yeah. What's like the theme of like setting your intentions?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why I hit yeah. up Whimsy to see.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But we're going to do it like on a Wednesday night.
Where they,
and when yeah. we say yeah. comfy, cool. it's just
it's like comfy.
Comfy
and I'm coming in sweats and a hoodie and...
I don't even know if we're Looks. Getting tables officially. We might be like,
we might say everybody
on the ground.
Tables.
We were like, we could do pillows on the ground. We're gonna be yeah, cutting.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Order yeah. pizzas, have some champagne.
We just have like a girls' like, night, yeah. but like with everyone else.
Yeah,
like with y'all.
With y'all.
Yeah. All right. I'm really happy that you came.
I'm so excited to be here. This was fun.
And you'll be back?
I love this.
Yes. Yeah.
100%.
Well, I'm very happy to see how you guys have blossomed and yeah. just developed
I
over
love,
the last few
yeah.
years. I didn't realize how long it's been.
Yeah, it's. I know. Like Ace was not even here.
No.
I love the whole background and like mm-hmm. how it's flourishing to like bigger things. Mm-hmm. I just think it's so cool. I didn't really know the whole mm-hmm. background. So it's cool to know like the like ins and outs
yeah.
and like you not wanting to do the
I was
first
gonna say
event.
No, bro. I was literally gonna say no.
You took that leap.
I was like, okay.
So I love taking multiple leaps. Yeah. So I'm proud of all
yeah,
of them.
And I think it's cool to like hear about like so the leap of from being from corporate to
yeah.
doing
yeah.
your own vision. I think that's huge for a lot of people mm-hmm. to hear
yeah.
and to hear that it is not easy and it is scary. And
but
I
it's
think,
doable. I don't want to make it sound
right.
like yeah. you can't do it. It's 100% doable. Just mm-hmm. know that it's going to take work.
It's going to yeah,
take
it takes
it's going to take a grind that's not like anything else you probably have ever done.
I love that.
And it's still going and it's still yeah. growing. And it's
yeah.
like you do weddings. I've seen like you do different types of events.
Even will not be offering weddings 2024. Like, but we do, yes.
I
so
saw
many
that
types.
And I was like,
we
oh.
don't do weddings.
We don't do
weddings. Weddings are a different beast.
Yeah. I was like,
which
that,
week?
When I saw
yeah.
you do that though, I was
we
like,
can.
Oh, Corey is really embracing
I can do
this.
All. Yeah.
Like, and it's.
I'm not trying to be like that person, but like, I literally could do all because 12 years of corporate and all the different things you do,
you
like
get with everything.
Like I said, out of state, like I've done out of state. I've planned Hawaii stuff from San Diego. I've planned Florida, like all these mm-hmm. different states. And you, once you do that, like you can really do anything. But weddings are definitely a different beast, and I
really
commend
are.
All wedding planners that are really good
She's
at
like,
it.
Y'all
and
have
you know,
it.
Y'all can have it.
Y'all can keep
hilarious.
It. So what would you like to focus on in terms of what types of events?
Honestly, kids events, mm-hmm. milestone events, anniversaries, 50th birthdays, 30th birthdays, things mm-hmm. like that. Like
cool.
really celebrating those milestones.
I like cool, that.
Cool. Yeah.
I like that.
Just so everybody knows.
Yes. Yeah. So the way that we end our podcast every week is you can choose to share words of advice, it mm-hmm. can be about anything, or your WTF moment of your week. We won't start with you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to think about
spot.
That. Yeah.
Anybody on this end want to start? I'm trying to think of mine.
I don't have a WTF, but I just had a really nice weekend.
Okay.
And I was just really happy to, like, I think I was listening to you talking about being present.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, what are other ways? Well, not just you. The whole, everybody's intentions from last week were so great. And there was a few people talking about being present. So I was like, how can I be more present mm-hmm. and, like, be more involved with my kids? And this past weekend, we ended up having, like, a
Well, I went to basketball practice with Boz, and then Dave planned this wonderful, like, family potluck, like, just
it looks so much
pre-party.
Fun.
I'm dumb. I'm sitting here like, what did you do this weekend? And I was at all these things.
Wow. Oh, you know what?
I'm dead.
Do have a WTF now, and it's from her at one of these things.
Maybe this is the reason why.
Because the party was great. I had so much fun with my friends and family until Cheyenne was ready to leave, and she couldn't find her car keys, first of all.
Oh, my goodness.
And it somehow became Zach and my problem.
First off, I was drunk. I'm just going to put it out there. I was drunk. Oh, gosh. I wasn't trying to find my car keys to drive, but my car key had
my house key attached
to it.
Oh my God, that's
our
crazy.
Our driver was outside because I could not drive home.
Oh my God.
No, I don't remember any of this. I don't remember any of this.
The driver was inside the house. He ate cake. We had to find the keys.
He's like the same driver I use all the time.
Oh no, he was really nice. It's not some random person. Yeah.
I was about to say, what? He was inside cake.
No, but Cheyenne cussed me out.
I don't remember.
And I was like, I gotta get this bitch out of this house. She has got to go. And I literally where her, she couldn't find her keys. I walked over and the key was right there.
Oh my goodness.
And then that's I swear the worst. She was mad that I found the key. And then she started to be like, I'm thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for my husband. And I was like, Omar, get your client. Time. Do you need help getting the kids out? Bro. But she needed it. It was like, it wasn't a big deal. The next day, Cheyenne was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, my mom came in my house the next morning. And she goes, you know you cussed everybody out before you left last night. I was like, no, I didn't. What are you talking about?
But she
goes,
was so happy.
You cussed your sister out and then screamed at her about how you're thankful for your mom and for Zach. I was like, no, I didn't, Mom. And then my friend Vanessa pulls up a video.
Oh, and she said she was thankful for the other Mrs. Davis, too.
I was thankful for everybody in the room.
The receipts.
Oh, the receipts were so bad. So
I had to leave.
That morning when Kyle walked into my house, I said, have I told you how thankful I am for you?
I wanted to, there was this video on Instagram where, like, the girlfriends were throwing the sandal and hitting the bottle over the boyfriend's head.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And I was like, I'm not Spanish. I don't think I can, like, do this all the way. It was like a Spanish, uh-huh. I don't know, trend. Uh-huh. I wanted to put the bottle on your head and be like, sit still real quick.
Sit still. Or don't. I honestly don't remember.
No, but it was fun. Cheyenne needed that little release. You know, the go. And I was perfectly
supportive
fine.
Sister.
I cut Zach out too, apparently, but he had to leave and go to a golf tournament. So I don't even think he had time to argue with me.
No.
So that next morning he texted me and he said, you okay? I said, yeah. He said, okay. And then I was like, how's golf? So he didn't even bring up what I cussed him out.
Like, right.
And
you're great.
He's like, all right, on to the next thing.
But I still had a really great day, a really great night. It did not sour my moment at all.
There you go.
I was just like, go off, Shy. Go off. It was great.
My WTF is I woke up that morning throwing up. Mm. It was not great for me, and Ryder had her first cheer showcase, and my head was in a grocery bag for half the morning. I was struggling getting her ready.
Oh, no.
She had to wear red lipstick, and I was staring at her. I was staring
at her lips.
Okay,
first her
Oh,
my God.
Hmm.
Is that the
letter? Where do I put this? I think I was still drunk.
They had the little girls in blue eyeshadow and red lipsticks. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, for competition cheer, you're so far away from the judges that they wear a lot of makeup so they can see their faces.
Okay.
But that morning, I struggled.
It was a lot.
To put on her makeup?
Yes. And then Omar came back to pick us up because I still couldn't drive, okay? It's how fucked up I was. I still couldn't drive.
I'm dead.
You take me to Ryder's cheer thing.
Done.
And he pulls up and I got my bag with me, my throw up bag, and we're like halfway to Ryder's thing. I say, how mad are you going to be if I throw up in this bag? He was like, you're okay. And then he turns around and goes, wait, are you okay? Oh,
like, are you serious?
Right. And I'm like, I'm fine.
The night before when he was eating his cake, Cheyenne's doing her thing. I was like, you drink? He said, nah.
He thinks I'm, I know he thinks I'm crazy, but he still comes and picks me up.
I don't know. Every now and then, I wish that I could just like have a free night where I'm like, I just kind of get highly tipsy or slightly drunk and just...
It wasn't my intention.
It definitely was not.
Because I knew I had shit to do that next day. It was not my intention. I don't know what happened.
You needed a break.
I really
sometimes
don't know.
You just need a break. Yeah. It was okay. You were in a safe space. Like, we know you.
I woke up in the bed with my whole outfit on in Ryder's bed.
Stop.
Shoes on, too.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Who got you upstairs?
I don't remember. But Ryder had her pajamas on, so I'm like, I must have got you dressed.
And then fell out.
And then said, literally, I'm done.
That's fell out. Real. I got, so Robin's kids spent the night, so I had the four kids, and everyone was, I got it. No one got baths, but they all did get in their pajamas that night. And the next day, I was like, yeah, y'all in your pajamas, like.
Just dirty.
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 But you didn't sleep in your dirty clothes. In the bed.
Shannon, you got anything for us?
I don't know if I have a WTF or advice. Let me think.
Corey, you have something for us?
Advice? I think I have some advice. Okay. I always have WTF. Like, I'm an event planner. What? Like, that's
every my day. Life.
But advice. I would just say, make 2024 your year of yes. Like, I did that, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've come a long way. I've got a long way to go, but I feel like if you want something and if you have a mm-hmm. passion to do something, put your mind to it and just do it. Don't make excuses. Set up some timelines and goals to meet for yourself and hit them.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Sharon, do you want to end with Corey's?
I don't know. That was really good.
All right. Don't fuck it up now.
I don't know. I really don't have anything at this moment. I feel like my weekend was just long. I had a long weekend, so I don't really have anything.
All right, that's okay. We love you.
I love you, too.
She's going to get in the car and be like, damn it, I should have said this.
I know I am.
I always do that. I always
keep going. Like, damn it, yeah. That's what I really wanted to say. But I can't think of it right now, so sorry, y'all.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming on today. And... where can they follow you at?
Events by Corey Lenora on Instagram or TikTok.
Okay.
Get my TikTok game up.
Go and follow Corey. You can find her on all of my events. She's tagged on all of them. And don't forget to follow us at Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to tell your crew
about our crew.
Have a good week, y'all.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.